Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, this is going to be an extremely important transmission. They all are, but this particular broadcast is going to be particularly jam-packed here today on this Thursday edition. Again, thank you for joining us. Confirmed up on Infowars.com, Navy shooter was on antidepressant drugs. And you can believe he was on multiple drugs, but they've confirmed one. Also, we look at the attack on the free press that's accelerating. I want to get into that in more detail today. Kurt Nemo has an article titled Matt Drudge and Alex Jones are 17-year-old bloggers, according to Dianne Feinstein. Paul family preparing for Rand Paul 2016 presidential bid. Experts, this is really the big news, say Fed's QE Unlimited will lead to total collapse. That's a quote. And there's a new article going up breaking where Ron Paul says Bernanke knows that the economy is really in bad shape. That is a quote. That article's going up in mere minutes. Kit Daniels is publishing it right now at prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com. Also, Obama says raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt, though it has 100 times before. This is like them saying the polar bears can't swim and are all dying, or saying that gun crime is up when it's actually down 49%, according to the Justice Department's own numbers. Everything they do is a fraud. Obama came out Sunday and said there's an 80 to 90% of the American people support having their guns taken, basically. And it's almost the opposite. Around 70% in the last big polls were against new gun laws. And that's on average. Some were more, some were less. But the point is it's around 70%. He just says the opposite. This is the wall of fraud that they're putting out. And people say, well, that's ham-fisted. They're falling apart. No, they're training you to just accept that they're going to lie to you. And then they have the paramilitary force to back up any type of takeover they want to engage in. This is what it's really coming down to in this country. But people are waking up. That is some good news. Again, on the economic front, Mark Faber, we got to get him back on. He hadn't been on in a while. Says Fed's money printing about protecting the elite. No kidding. Aaron Alexis carved my ELF, or basically a frequency weapon, on the stock of his shotgun. Government estimates a flu pandemic would kill at least 2 million. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. And prisonplanet.com. And more globalists, David Attenborough, is saying stop feeding the third world nations to reduce world population. Anthony Gucciardi wrote that article that came out last night. Very, very important to read his quotes published publicly. He is very, very proud of himself, giving the interview to the Daily Telegraph. And the issue is, you can say there's too many people. You can believe that if you want. The issue is we're all being targeted by these silent weapons for quiet wars, by these soft kill weapons. It's on record. I remember in the Baltimore Sun about 14 years ago, I've been unable to find it since then. I was actually mailed by listeners the actual newspaper. Somebody ought to go dig that out, go to the microfilm and get it. And it was about DARPA developing new technologies. And in the article, they were interviewing the DARPA director at that time that was in residency at MIT, if I remember correctly. And they were saying, oh, we were practicing with the cell towers, with frequencies, to make you be calm and happy. And I'm like reading this in the newspaper, and I knew this stuff was going on, but there are real schizophrenics out there. But how many people that have gone crazy because of all the electromagnetic pollution that they admit is affecting birds, plants, other animals, insects? I mean, this is serious. We're going to be looking at that today as well.
take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
What is the New World Order? It is a consortium of above-the-law megacorporations who are openly playing God and trying to take control of society. And here are the headlines today dealing with that. We'll be uploading our entire minds to computers, and our bodies will be replaced by machines, Google expert claims. That's Daily Mail. Time Magazine, Can Google Solve Death? How CEO Larry Page has transformed the search engine giant into a factory for moonshots. Well, we're a factory of trying to stop this dehumanization. Our exclusive look at the boldest bet yet. Now, again, folks, Google is the main node, along with Microsoft, IBM, and others, of the eugenics-based complex. So they always give you these great flowery reasons that they're establishing different systems. But in it all, in their own words, is the move to establish an authoritarian planetary regime. And once that authoritarian planetary regime is established, to carry out the orderly extermination of the population. And yes, they believe they're going to merge with machines and live forever. I put that in Endgame 7 years ago and have been criticized by the New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post, literally more than 100 times. They quote the film in establishment media, state-run media, and say that I claim all this is happening. In fact, this week, they had a bunch of White House globalist-run media publications come out and say that Alex Jones threatens that cyborg robots are going to attack from Syria and kill everyone. That's not what I said. I was quoting top scientist and physicist and futurist on record that were in the news again saying that that is the plan in the future once they've disarmed all of the final independent nations that have weapons that could resist any of this, then a planetary regime will be established, and then there will be a forced population reduction carried out that is openly being called for in major publications today. And right before the break, I was reading some of those quotes by Attenborough and others coming out saying it's time to basically wipe out the third world. And notice this is normally from liberal academics and naturalists who say they're for multiculturalism and you know, get rid of the family and teach homosexuality and all this just so people don't have any unifying culture left and so that it's not cool to have children. It's literally ultimate greed. They're attacking the West that they see as their main challenge, number one, while attacking the third world just out of hand because there's no media complex or government complex or cultural complex in the third world that can organize against this. But David Attenborough has come out and stated what is in all their publications. They're on record hitting us with psychotronic wavelength weapon systems. They're on record designing all the GMO with recombinant RNA and DNA weapon systems. Really, it's nanotech, but genetically based. They are hitting us all with hundreds of chemicals in the water supply, with hydrofluorosilicic acid as the boosting adjuvant. This is all on record. Silent weapons for quiet wars, Pentagon documents. I'm giving you the names right now. Soft Kill Prospectus, 1968. MIT, Stanford Research Institute. I mean, I'm giving it all to you right now. Anybody that wants to go find out about this. And the insane part is the Pentagon, the CIA people, 99.9% of them are compartmentalized and are all being attacked by this as well. There will be no winners in this. They're going to kill everybody. And right now you just see them trying to shut down the final sovereign nations, trying to develop their super weapons, their nanotech, putting it in place, trying to set up their new takeover system of the internet that was always designed for this reason. So that's the big picture, okay? We are in the 21st century, 13 years, almost 14 years into it. The globalists are at least 30 years advanced in what you're seeing rolled out. Every piece of technology that is allowed to be rolled out that is seen as non-disruptive has been certified, triple studied, triple tested to be deployed against the people. Every color scheme, every flicker wavelength of a television set, every system that is standardized by the technocracy is designed to basically hack the human mind and create a total artificial reality in which to insert us. We are seen as energy by the globalists. We are literally seen as batteries and human resources. Notice their terms are all hiding in plain view. To build their world government, to build their technological system, and then we are to be culled. And you can actually argue that there are almost 8 billion people and that humans are very toxic and we are hurting the earth. And so from their perspective, they're very altruistic. The truth is, though, if you study them, they're very inbred, very hateful, very decadent, very mentally ill, and actually are targeting the most beautiful and intelligent of the human species. And I'm not endorsing eugenics here. I'm saying I see what they sell the average academic on, the average banking executive on, the average high-level lawyer, people making $1 million a year who think they're part of the elite and go to the same golf courses and get to go to the same events and are kind of court minions of the system. You are the main target of these people. And this is what you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely essential. You con yourself if you think you can be part of the winning team in this. There are 6,000 superclass members, according to the Kissinger Group and in the published work of the head of it, Rothkopf, in Superclass. The book came out 8 years ago. When I interviewed Rothkopf, during the breaks, he was trying to recruit me in front of John Harmon. John Harmon heard that conversation. He said, well, this isn't going too well. I thought you'd be reasonable. You know, you're a smart guy. You could be part of the superclass. You already are. As, you know, people that kind of doubt you, conspiracy theorist. But I'll tell you, I thought you'd be more reasonable. Be more reasonable with people that jack the water supply with chemical weapons. Be more reasonable with people that are engineering all the major food crops as pharmacological crops. Even if they're not listed as a pharmacological crop, you know, folks, the vaccines are now grown in corn. You know they now grow chemical warfare agents in corn. You know they've been growing for 20 years HIV virus in corn. And every time I say that, they have a news article going, he's insane. It says that there's HIV in corn. And then the people in the comments are always like, well, I looked it up. It's true. Proteogen in Texas and other areas. Oh, why it's true. What are they doing? They can then extract it out of the corn. You can engineer a plant to grow whatever you want. In fact, they can engineer plants to actually grow ethanol alcohol in them without even having to manufacture it into that. I mean, this is how far along all of this is. Yeah, there's an article right there by Aaron Dykes, Flashback, escaped mutated GM maize on the loose, maybe carrying AIDS virus. Well, yeah, there's no maybe about it. They argued that it is an attenuated virus growing in the corn. But the point is, there it is, fungus-tainted corn, a factor in Africa, HIV spread. Reuters Health. I didn't even know about that. Please print that for me. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates is spending billions a year of taxpayer money he's given to study how to attack your intestines. And then how to come out with treatments for the attack on your intestines. Gut flora. I mean, see, that's what's so frustrating. I have got more than 150 bombshell news articles all off the charts. I've got to cover them. I've got to go over the QE3 unlimited and how all the major economists, even Bernanke's having to admit the economy's in deep trouble. It's a greatest transfer of wealth to the elite ever. It is a mass larceny, bum rush, takeover of biblical proportions. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into confirmed Navy Yard shooter was on antidepressant. Of course he was. That's now admitted in the Washington Post, but they say it's no big deal. It's good for you. They literally say that. They lie to you. They say there are no side effects of vaccines. Read the insert. It is weaponized media, weaponized culture. You're all under attack. Any idiots working for the system are morons. It's one thing if you work for the system and hate it and know it's a fraud and a lie, but a lot of you, I see you, you're on arrogant power trips that you've arrived and you're part of the system. You have not arrived. You have arrived at your own destruction. You have arrived at, you will see your children die young. You will see your grandchildren die young if you live long enough to see it. Okay? I mean, the graph of the cancers and the neurological disorders and all the other diseases and scores of new diseases every year that didn't exist before and all of it, we are under total warfare attack. All right? That's why I don't care when people attack me. I don't care if other media is bigger than me. I don't care what I look like. I'm not here to be a painted pony, folks. I'm not here to strut around at the award ceremonies and have people look up to me, okay? I'm here to try to give you an emergency warning as best I can that we are occupied by a scientific technological elite. That's Eisenhower's speech, his full speech. That is establishing a worldwide eugenics kill grid. They are going to kill 99% of us. They tell their minions only 80 because they think they're going to live. Live, my friends, Fed pumping brings back talk of currency war. Dollar falls towards seven-month low. Oil nears $109 a barrel. And the New World Order rolls on. Let me give you some of the headlines here. Ron Paul, this is up on InfoWars.com. Bernanke admits economy is in bad shape. That's right. And we have the video up there where Ron Paul basically breaks down the fact that the power structure is absolutely sucking the economy dry right now. Here's another headline at InfoWars.com. Experts, Fed's QE Unlimited will lead to total collapse. And there is a long list of experts here breaking that down. Americans to suffer through higher food, gas, and energy prices as the transfer of wealth accelerates. The elite gets to use the money for free, buy the trillions up front, then they pass on the inflation and the debt to you. And if you don't like it, Homeland Security is here. Homeland Security is here, ladies and gentlemen, trained as a paramilitary force to fight their enemy, and that enemy is you. As Homeland Security transfers heavy arms to Al-Qaeda in Syria. Continuing with the news, Pentagon, since I mentioned that, proposes plan to equip and train moderate Syrian rebels. They're all jihadis, ladies and gentlemen, and they run from bad to worse. I just thought I would mention that they've already been arming them. Now they're just telling you about it. Mark Faber, Fed's money printing about protecting the elite. And the top economist and hedge fund manager breaks that down, the fact that they're going to continue with the QE Unlimited right into the future. And I'm going to go to an audio clip here in a moment. Obama raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt, though it has over 100 times. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you raise the debt ceiling, that does increase the debt. This is like saying, when I shoot you in the head, it doesn't hurt you. This is the total psy warfare of these scumbag criminals. And they think it's very funny.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress. It's a basic function of making sure that the full faith and credit of the United States is preserved.
It's a basic function of helping preserve our credit. That's why all the big firms out there, Moody's, you name it, have all devalued the value of the U.S. economy and the dollar and lowered our rating, and it's going down fast. They've maneuvered us perfectly to the private Federal Reserve and the communist Chinese, their allies, owning all this fake debt that is debt from bailing them out. This is like you save somebody out of a burning house and then you're executed for it. I mean, that's basically what's going on. And you sit there. Can we play that clip again for TV viewers? Radio listeners, I'm sure you heard it. But to look, Obama's usually a good liar. He can come across convincingly, you know, 80%, 90% want their guns taken. Doesn't matter, the polls show, you know, the opposite. Usually he looks convincing. You're like, man, that's a really good liar. You know it's a lie, but it's like, man, he looks like he just got caught, you know, in the closet with the dog or something. I mean, he looks like he just caught doing something. He got caught under, you know, under the car with the, I don't know. I mean, he just, you know, with a turkey or something. The point is that, I mean, look at the baloney. I love it. These criminals are going down. They're never going to become God with all this technocracy. None of this crud's going to work. It's all going to backfire on you, scum sucker. You think the instinct of humanity is going to just take it? You think you're going to be able to gauge all this? We're going to beat you. And let me tell you, you're going to be the symbol of the enemy forever, New World Order, when humanity makes it off-world. And you people are unable to destroy our future, you murdering scumbags. Let's go out to break with a clip. Here it is.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
That's got to win the all-time BS award. We'll be right back.
Function.
Infowars.com. Wake up, become alive, defeat the tyrants.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are watching our country, our families, our farms, our factories, our culture scientifically dismantled to make way for a bunch of degenerate, inbred, control freak globalists that for over 150 years, out of London, England, have developed the total takeover plan. It's all public. And the enemy media knows the general public does not read scientific publications. They're not aware of this. So they'll take what I've said here today out of context and claim that I'm saying all this. I'm not the one saying all this. This is an admitted program, an admitted plan, 100+% documented. And by 100+%, I mean, it's got to be 10,000% documented. By that, it's they all compete with each other over who can figure out how to hurt the public more without them getting caught. They call it silent weapons for quiet wars. Look up those Pentagon reports. They call it soft kill. And it's the ultimate power trip for these people that they are doing this to everybody. I mean, I was reading about the new iPhone 5 that came out that admittedly puts you in a global database and right to the NSA with your thumbprint. And it's made at slave factories with suicide nets where they drug them and do forced abortions inside the facilities. And they make you sign contracts agreeing to this. But it's like, you know, or that or starve to death. So it's not a real contract. It's a fraudulent contract because you've been squeezed into doing it. And the worst factories are run by Apple. But it's okay because they're liberal. It's just like so sick. And I need a new iPhone. I mean, I know it's a tracking system. I use it to shoot live videos. It's a very powerful tool. It'd be a great tool if they hadn't put all these back doors in it, if they hadn't designed it to dehumanize. So now if I want to go get this replaced, I've got to get one that prepares everybody to thumbprint to buy and sell. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with progress? Well, if the angel Gabriel was running the technocracy, it wouldn't be a problem, would it? But it's not Gabriel that's running it, ladies and gentlemen. It's Lucifer. And again, you can see that as figurative or reality-based. It doesn't matter. It's an archetypal manifestation, and it's happening. And once they have us in a cashless society, they will track everything you do. And if you don't comply, they will turn off your biometrics. And they themselves will be exempt, as they already are. Homeland Security, from tickets, from red light cameras, from license plate readers, they are invisible. And that's what one of the Rockefellers famously told the director, Aaron Russo. He said, we're going to have a chip in us that says, kiss my hind end. We're going to have a chip that's get out of jail free card. And then about 7 years ago, I'm at a family reunion. And one of my family members that's in special operations said, I got to apologize to you. We just got called to a big meeting at the medical center at Fort Sam Houston. And all the officers were told it's highly classified, but that all the top officers in our group and others are going to start getting microchips. And he goes, I don't know if it was meant to see what we'd say, but I talked to people later and they said, no, some special forces have already got them. I want to apologize to you. Now, just off saying that on air, they figured out who it was and went and got in his face about it. Oh boy, this is really a free country, isn't it? And then basically, hey, I'm not talking to you about anything. I care about you, your family, but I think I didn't get this particular promotion because of the fact that I've talked to you, so I'm not talking to you anymore. In fact, I was told that by another family member, that he wouldn't talk to me anymore, ever. Won't talk to me other than saying hi. Because, I mean, that's the system. And I'm here on air telling you they're putting brain chips, microchips, embedded chips in people's teeth, everything. And then you've got the schizophrenics out there, God love them, because of all the chemicals and biological problems that are flipping out in this weird world. How would you not flip out and then get paranoid? I've got an article here where they're coming out, and I remember interviewing the CEO of the California-based company back when this first happened, like in 1998. And it was in WashTech. Well, it was back when the Washington Post put out a technology magazine. And I got him on, and he goes, well, we're only deploying it in Tokyo because we've tried it out in L.A. and it upsets people. And what it does is it projects sound at even 100 yards when you're walking through a parking lot, say at a grocery store, and hits you where it, with vibrations, you hear the audio in your middle ear. And then it never really got deployed because people weren't going along with it, just like they had face scanning cameras up 20 years ago. First sources I saw on that were Pentagon funding reports put in by the Department of Defense in Indiana, Indianapolis, particularly in Dallas, Texas, 20 years ago. In 1994, so 19 years ago, they already had face scanning, reading cameras, and then they would integrate them with your digital photos at the driver's license. They were already testing it. And then that was also an MIT magazine. Later, they admitted it's a total. They admit this whole thing is weaponized, ladies and gentlemen. The whole culture, it's weaponized, aimed at you. Not to protect you, folks. to dumb you down, to rob your free will, and finally kill you deader than a hammer. But by the time that happens, you're so drugged out, so brain damaged, so confused that, you know, it won't be a 3,000% increase in cancer like it is now on average in the United States, similar numbers in Europe, breast cancer, you name it. It'll be 10,000 like it is in pediatric cancers. It'll be 20,000 increases in cancers. Just like we've already seen that level of increase in autism from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50-something. And it's just going to be suddenly everybody is dying. The healthcare had to be nationalized so they could not give you treatment because it would have bankrupted everything even faster. So they're going to nationalize it all. So it's now eugenics care under standardization to absorb the dying mass. And they're going to kill the baby boomers first. The baby boomers are already all getting the word they're dying. Doesn't matter how much you exercise, what you've done. You took all those vaccines, you ate the GMOs, you drank 60 years of fluoride water. It's all been actuaried out where they've got drugs to try to keep you alive just long enough to suck all the money out of you. You'll be dead. And then it's going to be, as you see, neurological disorders in the young. Just people are already dying everywhere. And folks, it's going to get worse and worse because it's ambient, incremental, soft kill. Where they just slowly turn up the background and just see if people notice. Okay, you know, 1995, 99, 2001, 2002. Hey, let's just order at this base to give everybody an anthrax vaccine. We know has got a bunch of other stuff added to it, and it's killing about 5% of the people that take it. And they would shoot a base up, and they'd have 20 people die, folks. I mean, die. Blood coming out their noses, everything. I mean, this came out in the news. One time I had Rick Perry, one of his main staffers, come to Endgame. And he goes, look, the governor wants you to know he's really good and likes you and we know what's going on. And this is before he even did Gardasil. And he goes, I want you to know I was at Fort Sam Houston. Again, Fort Sam Houston. And they came in and brought special forces in, gave them all shots. And they were all dead 4 days later. And then we had to spray bleach all over the place and pull out all the furniture. And it was hauled away in trucks. He goes, I know it's real. You know, I mean, look at all the secret testing that's been declassified. They're still sterilizing people all over the U.S. It's coming out. I mean, this is a government that admittedly has done this over and over, injecting people with syphilis. The list goes on and on. You know who they are. And I've got all this news to cover, but it really hit me. And I got almost crazed this morning in the realization of how real all this is. And how I don't want to just sit here and take it. And what a joke it is. You know, you'll see these smug Homeland Security police in their black uniforms standing there looking all like they're movie stars with their guns in front of cameras and, you know, any excuse to boss citizens around. And, you work for the murderers that run the terrorists, run Al-Qaeda. It's all grand. You're all children. It's all a joke. It's just all of this is such a game. I don't get people like peacocks are all into how they look and you know, oh, I'm a soldier in the homeland and all this. It's all a joke. It's all a fraud. It's all a lie. It's all a scam. And here it is today out of Wired Magazine. Transfer a secret audio message by poking someone with your finger. And Disney is coming out, of course, for children. All the toys are about spying and all this other stuff. Well, now the toy is you put on this little rig and then you can transfer audio right to somebody's middle ear. And it's an inaudible signal transmitted directly into the person. Now, they had the patents on this in the 50s, and you've seen the media make fun of me talking about it. They'll probably have articles out tomorrow saying something like, Alex says Obama wants to transmit audio into your brain. No, I'm explaining to you folks, we're in the future. We're here. This is all old. This is 50s technology. And with, what was his name, Larry Ashbrook, they messed up with mind control. He was a naval veteran. Type in Baptist Church shooting, Fort Worth, Larry Ashbrook. I want to pull that up. It came out in the local news, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, because I was on the radio at the time, 1998, if memory serves. Let's see if I'm right, memory-wise. That neighbors kept saying white vans would pull up and drag him in screaming. And he was definitely programmed. He was definitely programmed. The witnesses saw it. And they actually programmed him to go into that church and do that and kill. I think he killed 8 people. Shot like 16 or 17. Just type in Baptist Baptist church shooting, Fort Worth, Larry Ashbrook, hit web, not news, it's old, hit web, and it'll come up. We'll see if my memory serves. So I know they've done this stuff before. And by the way, he was under psychiatric care. They would send Navy security personnel, is what the neighbors, one guy was a Navy vet, and said, they look like Navy security personnel. They would grab him, just like the Unabomber was MKUltra. Now, some of these people are schizophrenics. Not all of them, but the vast majority. But there are real mind control programs. Larry Jean Ashbrook, yep. Was it 1998? You were 1999, you pulled up. That was the Time magazine. So there you go. Buford Furrow that shot up the Jewish Children's Center. His address was an Air Force base, and he was under the psychiatric care of the Air Force commander at the base, who happened to be a psychiatrist. Oh, guess the former head of the San Antonio, an entire base, was assigned just to be a psychiatrist at a university and spent hours multiple times weekly with the Batman Patsy shooter, who said he was under mind control. So these are declassified programs. It's now come out that Sirhan was mind controlled and wasn't the shooter and was on drugs like Halcyon. So my point is that we're in a lot of trouble. And we've got a guest in here in the third hour who's a medical doctor who's written a book about how they can also use satellites now to mess with people. And again, I saw the Baltimore Sun article back in 1998, because I read it on air like 20 times. I was mailed the actual paper by a listener, looked at it online, found it, couldn't believe it. DARPA admitting they're putting out waves in tests. It was in the Baltimore area to calm you and test, making everyone happy. Then I was led into the psychology department at UT into restricted areas. I shouldn't even say that now, the way they grab people. But I was allowed into restricted areas. Mainly non-restricted, but oops, oh, you're not supposed to be in here. Oh, don't look at this. You know, screens with monkeys with wires in their brains. I was looking at this in Bastrop. I was looking at it from downtown Austin. Looked 30 miles away at the facility cameras on the monkeys with just TV screens flashing different frequencies to test mind control. And then I was brought into other DARPA control areas. And it was all how to sexually excite women, a whole division. And it would say who's funding it on the door. And they hook women up to electrodes and then hook things up to their bodies and then hit them with the sexual excitement stuff to be able to, I mean, it's, and then I was brought into other areas. I was brought into areas where they can transmit without even touching you sound to your head. And again, that's all public. The point is that, and I'm not going to even say who brought me in there. That's just unbelievable. I mean, I was in there twice. And then I got contacted by somebody at the monkey farm, and they said, wow, you've really seen the monkey farm. Nobody gets in there. Well, I've seen it via cameras. And, man, they had great apes just absolutely just strapped down wires all on their heads and just big TV screens. And then after they're done, they kill them. And it's all practicing, all Pentagon run, how to hit you and your family and hit you hard. And that's why people are zombies. That's why they laugh at you. That's why they think it's all funny. This is the normal crazed response of being under attack, is to just be up here getting angry and trying to shake people out of their mind control. Now, all of that said, look at these articles. Confirmed, Navy Yard shooter was on antidepressant. The Washington Post confirmed that. Paul Watson's article breaks it down. Yeah. And then continuing here, it turns out that he had carved on his gun, this is my ELF weapon. And you could say he was a schizophrenic, but here's where it enters the realm that it looks like mind control from the past cases. He had a top secret security clearance, was able to get in, and I haven't even reported this yet. The BBC reported the SWAT team commander went public. They were ordered to stand down. They were there 5 minutes after and could have killed him. They were ordered to stand down and let him kill more people. The SWAT team was ordered to stand down. He was given a top secret security clearance, even though police were constantly getting called when he begged them and said, the Navy is mind controlling me with ELF. I work with the Marines in ELF. And folks, it turns out he worked in classified weapon systems. And that's who they always use as a patsy, is a Lee Harvey Oswald that was in the Marines as well. They will use somebody in their group and they'll take them out of the military and say, you've been dishonorably discharged for shooting at your neighbor, but we've got a job for you. And they, I mean, I'm telling you, it now just moved into mind control zone. Before I said probably just going, you know, postal, and unless we see a drill, unless we, and they had a drill, by the way, days before, unless we see a stand down, unless we see connections to mind control. And now the guy, it appears, was under mind control. Unbelievable. There's the BBC. Navy Yard SWAT team stood down at mass shooting scene. Ordered to stand down for 45 minutes. Ordered to stand down. Ordered the day after Obama launches his new gun control push and wants to distract off everything else. This was probably a setup. This was probably a setup and not racially motivated. Yes, the article is up on Infowars.com. You can see it from the CNN newscast. The Intel Hub reported on it. He had carved on there that this weapon is my ELF weapon. And see, you could say that Aaron Alexis was a schizophrenic or that the psychotropic drugs they'd put him on made him go artificially, temporarily insane. But the police continued to come. As he said, the government was after him and did nothing, and his security clearance was not withdrawn. He was given a security clearance despite a dishonorable discharge. Folks, you can't get one of those high-level security clearances if you have bad credit. So they wanted him to have that security clearance. He was allowed in. None of it makes sense. There was the SWAT team was ordered to stand down. Julie Wilson wrote about it last night for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from the BBC. From the BBC. And so that's what's happening. So if he thought the government was after him with ELF waves and he was a regular guy, okay, maybe he's schizophrenic. But he's allowed in, he's protected. The police keep coming as he says the government's after him. They never withdraw his clearance. He's able to get in. The SWAT team's ordered to stand down. It's right on time for a political diversion. I've been predicting a mass shooting. Ladies and gentlemen, bare minimum, they knew he was a ticking time bomb and let him do this. And then ordered the SWAT team that was a mile and a half away at the Capitol, whose job it is to respond, who showed up 5 minutes after 911 was called. Incredible response time. Bam. Four-man, you know, super SWAT team, you know, command, former commandos, that are meant to protect Congress, ready to go in and kill hostage takers, ready to go in as a death squad team to take out, just turn and burn, not sit around. They show up and they're told by the base command, you stand down. Homeland Security orders, you stand down for 45 minutes. And they said they've never heard of that, never seen that. It violated their default position. You can bet your bottom dollar, ladies and gentlemen. You can bet your bottom dollar. This is fishy. Something is rotten in the state of Virginia, there in D.C. on the Potomac. They're in the District of Criminals, Mordor, on the Potomac, as it's known. This is hardcore. And again, I wanted to say, oh, going postal might have been a racist thing, some of the evidence, but no, this is unbelievable. This is another Sirhan, Tim McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald. There is a mind control program. This guy, it turns out, was in some type of advanced electronic weapons for the Marines. In fact, that's in the news. It was like advanced electronic weapons for the Marines. And it wasn't, they admit it wasn't radar jamming. It wasn't that kind of electronic weapon. It was some electronic weapons. I remember seeing that on the news. He was in advanced secret electronic weapons. And then and maybe he was schizophrenic and that tripped him off or something. And then he thought they were after him. I mean, that could be it too. But then they stand down. the police keep coming and he doesn't lose his security clearance. He gets in, the timing, oh boy, I can't believe it. And again, the Unabomber was declassified, was in the CIA mind control program, MKUltra, LA Times. We're going to break. I want to tell you about Infidel Body Armor. Amazing list of incredible products, armored backpacks, you name it. Regular stuff only takes 6 rounds. This takes hundreds. It's incredibly affordable. It is amazing. Look at their online catalog at infidelbodyarmor.com, rated to level 3, and they've got all sizes. It's simply amazing. Ceramic only stops 6 rounds. What about the 7th? Infidel stops hundreds. infidelbodyarmor.com. And don't forget to become a subscriber to see the nightly news and support us in our hardcore war against tyranny. Become a member of prisonplanet.tv today. One membership can be used by 11 people.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in today. It is Thursday, the 19th day of September 2013. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we've covered a fraction of the news. So far, if you just joined us, QE Unlimited, all the top economists are on record. Got a raft of news articles and news video clips where they admit that QE Unlimited has gutted the U.S. economy, and that we're basically on a sugar high from inflationary systems that are now beginning to come home, but with a depression on top of it, a depression in the real economy, a shrinking economy with inflation over the top that's done on purpose to try to hide the inflation. And this is done because the money can be used by the establishment to buy up infrastructure in a paramilitary economic power grab, while impoverishing us. And the public is now discovering the dastardly nature of this. And I got a bunch of articles where economists say exactly what I just said, because it's the truth. And the full import of how dastardly and truly hyper wicked all of this is now coming out. And when the mainstream media starts telling you, get ready for an implosion next year, that means they're going to hold us hostage again with another implosion and get even more trillions in bailouts to further destroy the economy. And it is just really sick. It's really sick to watch this happening to all of us. And to watch this happening to all of our families. And to watch the slow strangulation by the globalist tourniquet they've got wrapped around our neck, while they smile in our face, telling us how much they love us, you know, kissing us while they strangle us. And I personally want them off of us. I mean, if we just woke up that they're scum, that they're enemies, that they're trash, they have it out for us, they're bad, they lie incessantly. If we ever just did that, it'd be over for them very, very quickly. I want to hear from you about what you think is going to happen in the economy, because I hope the stars are not aligning for a accelerated collapse. We've been in an incremental collapse forever. But I know this, it's better to expose these people now so that everyone knows they're the authors of what's coming. Because they've already set the fire that's going to burn down the house. The question is, will the house completely collapse? And the question is, will we be able to use their crimes against them instead of them posing as saviors? Because here's the deal. If we don't get the word out about these scumbags, these larcenous arch vandals of civilization, if we do not expose these arch control freaks, these arch demoncrats, kleptocrats, then they are going to pose as the savior. See, they create the crisis, offer the solution. Crisis gets worse. They create a bigger crisis, offer the solution. it gets worse. They offer more solution, more power, 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 until they totally take over the civilization, until they totally take over the society. I want to hear from first-time callers what you think about this economy and what you're doing to wake people up about the fact that America's occupied by the globalist. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Is the toll-free number to join us on air. 800-259-9231. And again, you can also send any questions or comments. I should do that more often to Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and I'll be reading some of those for any questions that come in. And I want to salute all of you for your support, salute all of you for your prayers for this broadcast and what we're doing, because I am certainly pouring my heart out here and my mind out to really try to understand the enemy operation and to warn you about it. But it is horrific to sit here and watch the enemy carve out civilization and decimate innocence. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour. I'm going to be going to your phone calls and then back into the news. Japanese authorities ignored U.S. warships over Fukushima water leaks. Incredible information. Syria crisis reveals uneasy relationship between Obama and the nation's military leaders. That is out of the Washington Post. We have another article coming out where the police run over a man, kill him for not wearing his seatbelt. I'm not kidding. And also, police serve warrant at wrong house, shoot the dog, now refuse to pay vet bills. And there's video of that. And again, we're not here to attack the police, but the police are being militarized and are acting more like we're occupied Fallujah in Iraq. And in fact, there's even NBC articles admitting that the public are now seen as insurgents. The public are now seen as insurgents. Okay, continuing here with some of what's coming up. It's been confirmed that the reported Navy Yard shooter patsy, and that's what I think he is more and more, was on psychotropic drugs. Even the Washington Post had to admit that, but said, but it's quite safe. Just the insert says it can make you have all these horrible problems. And antidepressants are known to cause psychotic breaks, mass murder, increased suicide. They're suicide pills to make you not commit suicide. Turns out that he had carved on his shotgun, "This is my ELF weapon." And of course, ELF weapons have been developed for use against populations. And he reportedly was working in advanced secret weapon systems with the Marines. And it kept calling the police saying they were attacking him. But he kept his top secret security clearance, was able to sneak into the base or get through with the cards, get to weapons inside, even though the base was disarmed. The Marines didn't even have bullets for their weapons. And when the Washington, D.C., special federal SWAT team showed up 5 minutes after 911 was called. 911 was called. They got dressed, loaded on their truck, drove the mile and a half from the Capitol. They were there 5 minutes after, and they were told, stand down. When they're designed to go in and take out an active shooter, just like that. The Marines were not allowed to get into the armory and load their weapons. A stand down was ordered to get maximum deaths, and I guess for whoever did it, so they could get out. Now, folks, they staged Sirhan Sirhan and RFK. That's now been declassified. That was a CIA operation. You can look it up. The CIA was there on the scene. He didn't even shoot him. His arm was held down, but he was drugged with an amnesiac, so he didn't know he did it or not. That's all come out. Woman in the polka dot dress. Tim McVeigh was set up. Lee Harvey Oswald was a Marine that they set up. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in an MKUltra program that was declassified in the late 1990s, source LA Times. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Look it up. So they've done it over and over again, but I'm like, oh, this might just be somebody going postal. Who knows? the day after Obama announces he's going after guns, Sunday. Then it happens on Monday. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he keeps his security clearance. You lose that if you have bad credit. You'll use it sometimes if you're in a bad divorce. You'll lose it for anything unless they don't want you to lose it. This guy, whether he was stark raving mad or what, was allowed shooting through walls, shooting people's tires out to keep going in at the Marine base, inside the Navy base. He went through two levels of security in a high security, top secret weapon system. And then all this happens, and the SWAT team was ordered to stand down. That's BBC. The SWAT team said, we've never gone public like this, but this is incredible. Our default is to go in. We've never been told to stand down. More people were killed and bled to death while this happened. They made a stand down for 45 additional minutes. This is unprecedented. In fact, Julie Wilson wrote the article last night, and if you link through, it goes to the BBC report. We should have that reposted to the front page. I mean, this is such a big deal. Such a big deal. And then, of course, he was on the psychotropics, ladies and gentlemen. So this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with. By the way, speaking of pills, here is the Huffington Post. A pill that tracks your health, the reality of the quantified self movement. And now all the pills coming out are going to have little RFID chips in them that you've got to swallow and then be tracked by the doctor. We first reported this 3 years ago, posted people's articles about it, and actually got threatened by manufacturers, threatening to sue us if we didn't take it down because it was inaccurate. Because they weren't ready yet to hear all the pills are going to have chips in them. Now it's like, oh yeah, it's all going to have chips in it. By the way, we did not take the story down. We just added more to the story. I was going, well, look, it's admitted here, it's admitted there, but they've told us it isn't accurate. I mean, this is the type of garbage that's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to get to this after I take your phone calls. Government promises to stop lying because of the Drudge Report, Spotlight. Remember this article by Adan Salazar and yours truly from back in July 28th of this year. It's now the 19th of September 2013. And it's a Pentagon video of them admitting they lie to us, admitting they're involved in PSYOPs, but promising to increase the PSYOP to be our friend. So the PSYOP is, we're going to launch a PSYOP in America. This is a week after they got rid of the federal law, saying you couldn't engage in domestic propaganda and deception. Of course, they've always been doing it, but now they're just going full bore with elephant guns against us. And then the poor PSYOP officers get up, the lower level ones, and start crying, saying, good, I don't want to lie anymore. And the other PSYOP people look all freaked out. And he's like, well, we don't lie except when we have to. I mean, because they've got a mutiny on their hands, folks. Okay, they don't like lying overseas, much less the best PSYOP is the truth. They're pushing lies, folks. In fact, speaking of PSYOPs, will you cue up Obama again, who gets the Bravo Sierra Award of all time, the Baloney Award? We should have like a red carpet event every year with the Baloney Awards. And just, he said that raising the debt limit again is actually good for the country. We're going to go back to that in a moment. But I wanted to go back to this Drudge article, this article about Drudge, because they use Drudge as the archetypal example of we're tired of, you know, the citizen media controlling it. And they see him as the head, and they say this, as the real media, not the state run. And he says, we're now going to engage all non-state-run media, CNN, Fox, they all work with us. We're now going to go and engage. That means payoffs. That means money. That's on record, you know, $240,000 to Armstrong Williams to push No Child Left Behind under Bush. It was billions spent. So it was like $8 billion just on that program, greasing media. You think NPR is big, getting, you know, hundreds of millions a year of taxpayer money? That's nothing. They all get it, folks. That is White House pure propaganda with the whole commie twist, because the mid-level minions are all communist on MSNBC. They just can't help. We're communists. We're coming after your family. The family's bad. I mean, these people are the dangerous, stupid scum of the world. But they got the banks funding them, so we get the, what's the term? The spectacle of low-grade control freak gibbering morons licking their lips in their desire to hurt innocents. Government funded, running around saying it's racist not to want Obamacare and turn your guns in or you're racist. Just a appalling spectacle of ham-fisted propaganda. See, that's the good part about this. It doesn't matter how high-tech their weapon systems are, how high-tech their PSYOP weapons are. These people are the scum of the degenerate earth. Their lives, the way they live, their dishonorableness, their cowardice, the way they backstab each other. They are modern, decadent, narcissistic filth, and they don't even know how to run their weapon systems against us properly. And all the old guard that was obsessed with, you know, technocratic takeover are all dying or becoming senile. And you're seeing a crisis with these globalist wraiths armed with super PSYOP weapons, just spraying them on all directions, not even getting them concerted action with their propaganda. And they will fail. They will fall. They are the enemy of all humanity. I just think about what vicious scum they are and how much I hate them to the foundations of the earth and how from the foundations of the earth, they will fall. Just think about how evil they are. So remember this article. Now let me give you the new articles, and we'll come back and take your calls. Chris in Germany and others that are holding. Oh, Forbes today. How the U.S. Army plans to hijack the airwaves, take over all spectrum broadcast abroad and domestically. They don't need to. They have EAS takeover boxes and everything. But that's what Homeland Security is jacking an end to the entire structure. Here's Matt Drudge and Alex Jones, 17-year-old bloggers, according to Dianne Feinstein and others, who say anybody that isn't corporate state-run media will not get any type of source protection and that we have no First Amendment. Wow. And the corporate whore media is out there promoting, like, how dare you not like it? Here's another one. Police arrest man for peacefully protesting red light cameras. They said you're not allowed to stand on the side of a street with a sign pointing out there's red light cameras. And they said you don't have a permit. You don't need a permit for that, folks. And so they arrested him. So there you go. That's in Florida. And that's out of the Daily Caller. Here's another one. LA Times nullification based on imaginary authority. They go on to say there are no states' rights and that any authority you think you have through the state is imaginary. That's the corporate Borg saying, planet Earth, abandon any thought of resistance. We have conquered you. We will now vaporize New York to show you our power. Submit or all be killed. Prepare to have your brains taken out with a melon baller. Give us your children and we might let you live a while. I mean, this is, there is no power above us. We don't need Congress to launch wars. Really, we just brought you in on that chain, didn't we? Oh, I thought the Tea Party didn't have any power. Harry Reid says that they run everything. The real Tea Party, they're scared. Oh, and by the way, when you stage false flags, we're watching you. So there's that article. IRS spied on Tea Party after gaining tax exempt status, called them dangerous, called them evil, said we need to jail them, said we need to shut them down. Oh, there's no authoritarianism. They're just targeting people that believe in free market, and they're authoritarians. They know they're authoritarians. They are criminals. They all need to be arrested. They're the enemy.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So, Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger. When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Make it shallow.
Would you make it shallow?
So I can feel the rain.
So I can feel the rain.
Gravedigger.
Grave.
You know, it's really cool to know Willie Nelson. And a few months ago, I was with Dave Mustaine and Willie Nelson at dinner. That was amazing. But I don't like Willie Nelson because he's a famous person. I like him because I like his music. And he's such an interesting icon, a living legend. You know, I think about all the amazing things in our society, all the great things about our culture, and the evil hides behind that. And I think about how the Nazis learned from the Soviets. It was the Bolsheviks before that, who by the 20s would put fluoride in high levels in the water to make people docile. And I was thinking about that and how it's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books about the Nuremberg trials. And they went, oh, you put stuff in the water to make people submit? And they ran right back after 46 and the Nuremberg trials and put it in our water. There should be huge investigations. People should be arrested. The White House science czar writes books about how they did it to us. And I just think about how all this other news doesn't even matter. They've been hitting us with chemical weapons for 60-plus years in this country, and they write books bragging how successful it was. I mean, obviously, you don't drink sunscreen so you don't get burned. You don't drink water so you, quote, don't get cavities that has fluoride in it. It goes into your body. Then why do you do toothpaste on top of it? And then it's not calcium fluoride that you need some of. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid. And I didn't mean to go off on a jag about that. It just shows how insane all this is. And all the hyperthyroidism and all the premature aging and all of it. And nobody's going to tell women. Nobody's going to tell anybody, hey, it's the fluoride. I didn't mean to do this as a plug, but I might as well say, get a ProPure water filtration system, 10% off, promo code water at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got the Pro One that cuts out the fluoride, everything in one filter, blows away the leading competitors, cuts out the glyphosates that is in most of the water, the Roundup. The most important thing we can all do is drink purified water. And even if you got well water, a lot of it's contaminated, unless it's super deep wells out of Arkansas, and I do drink some of that as well. I got some favorite bottled water. But the point is that InfoWarsStore.com, I just while I'm at it, solution, win-win, fund our operation and get you a high-quality water filter. We have the lowest prices on their entire line. Promo code WATER to take an additional 10% off InfoWarsStore.com. But I start thinking about all the things that are happening, and it makes my head spin. And it makes my heart hurt for all the innocents that are out there. Long segment coming up. We are going directly to your calls, Joseph and Ben and Alan and Andrew and Roger. I had a caller from Germany, but they hung up. You know, the Genesis phone system only has 6 phone lines. And our system has like, well, I guess unlimited if we want, up to 100. But I like working with Genesis, but we ought to have them expand their phone line system. Of course, I guess it doesn't matter with me, though, because I never go to calls anyways, hardly. So, oh, boy. I got really upset this morning. A lot of my friends and family get worried about me getting angry. And then I remember when I was on the BBC in studio a few months ago, they said, oh, it's an act. You know, I wish this was an act because I settled down after I was on the show. Because I got to work till probably 10 o'clock tonight. I got a lot to do. And the woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep. My son and my dad are deep sea fishing right now. And I was supposed to be down there for my son for his birthday. I was supposed to take off, but, you know, I didn't. Because I can't take off, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not whining about that. It's just that it is the realization that, thank God my dad took off to take him. It's the realization they're trying to kill my family. It's the realization they're trying to kill your family. And we got to stop them. And to do that, we've got to admit how much trouble we're in. And I think America and the world is ready to admit that to themselves now. I think people are ready now to face just how much trouble we're in. These criminals savagely try to inject your children with mercury-filled shots to reduce their IQ. They savagely try to force-feed you GMO. They know has been designed to hurt you and your family and kills all the rodents and deforms them. And it's just incredible. They're murdering us by design. They love it. Well, you know what? It's time they start to pay. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Take me through the centuries to supersonic years. Electrifying enemy is running in his teeth.
You know, I get get up here and I talk about a scientific worldwide dictatorship jacking our food, our water, our air, manipulating our atmosphere. That's all on record. And it sounds crazy. If I told you Hitler planned similar things once he took over the planet, the Nazis openly wrote that that's where soft kill comes from, that if people figure out we're trying to come kill them, they resist. But if we take over and then claim we're taking care of them on the model of the American Indians, Hitler actually modeled his camps. This is on record, by the way. Hundreds of books have been written on this subject. On the system that was used against Native Americans to put you on a, quote, reservation. We won't kill you if you go to a reservation. Then they slowly turn the food off, turn the resources off, put criminals in charge, and then kill or imprison anybody that doesn't submit. You got to give somebody an out. They've learned, oh, we're going to implement face scanning to buy and sell in 5 years. We're just going to trial test it now. Oh, well, that's okay. They've learned if you don't have an immediate thing to face, that's why when we were going to protest the naked body scanners a few years ago and had the national opt-out day, they just stopped body scanning for a few weeks. They won't ever let you have a fight. They attack when they want. And then when you're mobilized to fight, they pull back because they know you'll have victories and then that will boost morale. It's all psychological warfare. But I'm here to tell you folks, you can learn about the enemy's operations and then we can smash these people to hell where they came from. And that's all I want. I mean, I get so upset. People say, why are you so successful? Because people at a gut level know I'm telling the truth and they could see the evidence we put out and they know I want to survive just like you do. And I want to thrive and I don't want to be a slave and I don't want to be manipulated. And I don't like these people that believe they're elite because they're ruthless running our lives. They're actually degenerate. Cancer is not elite, even though it can reprogram the body and take over with its immortal cell line. That's what it's called. Cells that don't die. If it had a consciousness, it would be the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the globalists. Oh, I can take over. Nothing can stop me. No one can stand in my way. But you're unnatural. You're bad. They're like, well, we'll be God. We're going to merge with machines. That's in the news. Wired magazine. Google comes out and says, we're going to let you live forever. Now, adopt all the technocracy. Take it all. Let us track you. It's going to empower you. If it was done slowly, if people could make choices to opt in, perhaps some good things will be developed out of it. I'm not against technology. But ladies and gentlemen, from the start, this has been formed in Satan's womb. This has been formed in the laboratories of the New World Order. Every piece of tech we're given is twisted and evil to manipulate and control us. They are phasing in our destruction right now. And I want to beg all of you. I want to beg all of you, if you're a new listener, going, man, this is far out. Yes, reality is far out. And I want to invite you to check out everything I've claimed. You're going to find out it's far worse than what I'm saying. You know the movie The Matrix? That is from the 1970s. That's not fiction from the Pentagon's perspective. They believe that humans that are allowed to live in the new utopia they're going to build are going to be in tanks. Sensory deprivation tanks with wires hooked into our brains, and that we will be part of a hive mind. That's actually in my book, Descent into Tyranny. The Pentagon documents got declassified in 2000 by the Federation of Scientists, and then the Pentagon requested it be reclassified. Now, their plan for your safety is that you be brought up in a tank. You understand me? Now, these psychopaths are trying to do this. And right now, you're already watching TV 6-7 hours a day, playing video games 10 hours a day. You're already only looking at your iPad. The language is shrinking. You're not talking to people. Now you're going to wear goggles, glasses. Then they're coming out after that. This has already been invented. They phase it into you. Contacts. Then, oh, it's super cool. You've got ports in your head. Elysium. Oh, you want the technology. That's what that whole movie's about. Selling you on that. All of this till you give up your humanity. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you could probably wirehead information in and learn how, you know, French in 10 seconds. But the point is that they're going to hack your brain. The Pentagon paper, the brain has no firewall. Look it up. Colonel Alexander silent weapons for quiet wars. The quiet war on humanity. The forever war. That is so sophisticated, so diabolical. But we are animated by the spirit of liberty. They are animated by the spirit of total control, total anti-free will. They are the galactic and subatomic enemy of all life. They are the universal enemy of the life force, the universal enemy of the regenerative wheel of life. They are space cancer. The globalists tell us that we're a plague. No, they are the plague. Let's go to your phone calls as promised. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener. And this is kind of like right out of the movie They Live, isn't it?
Yep, Hollywood's telling us, aren't they?
It is. You said earlier you wanted us to call in first-time callers and tell how we're spreading the word. And I made some bullet points. I'm a little nervous. So I found you about, 3 years ago when the Gulf Oil spill happened through Lindsey Williams. And I've been listening to your show, supporting the show ever since. And I've watched just about every film that you have on your website. And I like to present those to people and tell them to go log into my account. I tell people about the architects and engineers of the 9/11 truthers. I send people to go and watch documentaries like The Men Who Killed Kennedy. It is so obvious. With all of this coming into play, that there's just something of epic proportion happening in this nation. And I did want to I tell people to go and watch After the Tribulation with Pastor Steven Anderson. I thought that was a great documentary with debunking the pre-trib rapture and promoting laziness in the church. But the question I have for you is, a friend of mine sent me an email recently, and it basically said, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but it was talking about this MERS coronavirus epidemic that's going to be happening in Region 3, which is West Virginia, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and all these troops being sent there, vaccines and all this. Is there any truth to that at all?
I've told my reporters that I want them every day, one of my five or six people, to do a report on the FEMA Region 3 drill that starts November 1st and runs for over a month. And there's other overlapping drills. There is a drill with riot police to practice the power going off and to basically establish federal martial law. But then when we've posted New York Times articles about it, we've covered it some, but the public, it's all just a rumor, so it gets wilder and wilder. The conspiracy is they're practicing federal takeover, and in their own training manuals, they say gun owners and libertarians and conservatives and veterans are the enemy, and George Washington's bad. I mean, that's public in the official Army training manuals that we've gotten from Judicial Watch and that has been national news. So there's, I mean, FEMA regions are real. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act is real. Rex 84, Operation Garden Plot, Cable Splicer. Did I say Rex 84? All that's on record. But everybody just goes, FEMA camp, FEMA camp. You know, and Glenn Beck goes, there are no FEMA camps. And I'm not attacking him, but that's just what he did. Well, of course, it's not called a FEMA camp. It's called an Emergency Centers Establishment Act, Continuity of Government, COG, Emergency Response Collapse Program. I mean, they've got a whole bunch of them, and it's all there. And they admit under the clergy response teams and InfraGuard and all of it, they're going to arrest hundreds of thousands of people. The military's been trained in special units to go out and kill certain people. And I'll guarantee you I'm on a kill list. But that doesn't intimidate me. Listen, they strike me down. That's just a canary in the coal mine for everybody else. People aren't just going to wait the second and third and fourth wave when the death squads go out. Alexander Solzhenitsyn taught us what to do. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm so... We already have the drop on the enemy. We have been tracking their operations for decades and warning everyone. And our people are everywhere now. And when the enemy thinks they're going to launch those type of attacks, I tell them, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and nuke a city and blame it on us. Go ahead. Because that's the beginning of the end of these people. The sooner they launch their war, the better. Because we've got them right where we want them. Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
And so, and then there's Lindsey Graham blabbing his mouth saying that Charleston Harbor could be hit by a nuclear weapon. And how does he know this?
Well, they think we're idiots, and the people they're targeting are completely in trance states. I mean, they're medically, the general public is now in a lower brainwave. I mean, that's admitted in Harvard studies, MIT, Stanford, BBC headlines. The public is in a lower brainwave. TV watchers are trained. That's why you talk to somebody, even they're smart, they just keep looking at you because they don't do things. They just watch. And so you tell them this, and they have learned helplessness. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I actually hope cooler minds prevail and the globalists back off. The government's full of good people. So are corporations. It's only very high-level technocrats that are running this and via false templates, false stories. It's in the Washington Post today, in the national security section, that the entire military structure, not just the rank and file, the command structure, told Obama and the neocons, not just no, but absolutely not. We are sick of funding al-Qaeda. They've been training them for years. They're very upset about it. What you're doing is immoral, and you know the rebels launched a chemical attack. That's all coming out. Army report got leaked. Why do you think? The Army leaked it on purpose. Didn't get any national news, but it got news in the real media. And they are now freaking out in the power structure. And I'm telling you, if they do something bigger to try to get the military to follow orders, it's going to backfire down the road. Maybe not right away. Maybe not immediately. But I can see all the converging lines here, and I'm really proud of humanity, and I'm proud of the military who's really waking up. They're the most awake group, and the globalists know that. They know the military is their main enemy because they've been the sword they've used to take over the planet through lies, and now that sword is conscious, and it wants to go at the New World Order, and the New World Order is preparing it for a purge. That's why all the FBI, everybody's trained. Your enemy will be the veterans, this colonel, this general, this officer. That's who would lead, this talk show host, this author. I mean, and they've got kill lists, ladies and gentlemen. Well, good luck executing that. Oh, man. Woo, I appreciate your call. Andrew in Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
How you doing, Alex?
Oh, I'm alive, man. I'm in the middle of an incredible epic. So are you.
Yeah, I know. Calling in from Albany, Georgia. I'm a first-time caller, and I am a descendant of Edward Rutledge. I believe he was the youngest signer of the Declaration, so I have that flame in my blood.
You're a terrorist. You're a terrorist. You're a bad man.
Yeah. Well, what I want to talk to you about today, Alex, is the Federal Reserve and the Glass-Steagall Act of 1933. And the fact that without war, our economy would have collapsed long ago, and without the spread of central banking systems. So, Alex, my question is, if the Federal Reserve is overthrown, which it has to be done, how will the people that have invested their life savings be recompensated for their life's work without going to another government security system?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's like cancer of the heart. It's very rare, but sometimes they can't cut it out because it's part of the heart. It's so much of the heart, they can't reconstruct it. And so the globalists are smart. They get everybody dependent, get everybody's pension funds and retirement investments in their fraud. Then they endanger it and bankrupt it and then go, okay, give us total power if you ever want to see your retirement money. And so now we're so dependent, as Ron Paul has said, so deep into this, into the peasant class, that it would take 100 years, some estimates, to get out of this. Okay, but really a few decades could probably do it. If you stopped all the empires, if you pulled out of the wars, if you actually started trying to really educate people instead of dumb them down, if you had 0% government-issued bonds to build infrastructure instead of just having it be digits and ones so they technically have a debt we're under, There's a lot of things you could do. Look, the Federal Reserve, you would say a decade ago, our problem is an overheating economy. They're always trying to suppress the real economy and only allow growth in their sectors. So if we got this monkey off our back, I'm open for a new government-run fiat system like Lincoln had or like JFK wanted to go to. Or it could be partially gold-backed or whatever. I'm a gold bug, as everybody knows. I mean, you can take the power of fiat and use it. I mean, the globalists have used it to buy off the planet. Imagine if we'd have used all that fiat to build our infrastructure, but done it at a more manageable rate. So there's a lot of different economic systems we can debate. The point is, nothing is worse than the slow death of the Federal Reserve, because this is a succubus attached to us.
I set up a Facebook page, so I try to wake everybody up and stuff. And I like the idea of using their mind control devices, cell phones, Facebook, social media, against the globalists.
Well, that's right. If in a crazed manner, animated by the force of liberty, if you have the brush fire in your mind, you're setting it in the minds of other people. It is a fire, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fire to resist these people. It is. I mean, let me tell you right now, you think there's only evil in this universe? No. You've got to ask for the fire of liberty. You got to ask God. I don't care. I have faith. I'm committed to fight. I'm here to be a warrior against tyranny. Energize me. I'm telling you, folks, that's the big secret the churches are hiding. That was the animating spirit in 1776 led by the real churches. Didn't matter what was Protestant, Catholic, across the board, against what was happening under the colonies. And it was the black brigades of the preachers, of the priest. And that's where it is. You're not going to find that. You're going to find little tubby, little wimpy psychologist liars, you know, obviously atheists, probably preachers like Rick Warren. You're going to find little demon blobs like that in these little mega churches that are all just government surveillance grids, you know, in there to manipulate everyone and keep tabs on everyone. You're not going to find God there. You're going to find God staring into the heavens. All of the incredible things around us just scream out the glory of God. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone calls, Roger and others. Stay with us. We're going to continue with your phone calls in this segment and the next. And there is a lot of other news on the military saying no to Obama across the board. We're going to be getting to as well. We have a guest in studio at the 8 after second segment of the next hour. I get crazed talking about liberty because I know the spirit of the enemy. I know how they operate. They're animated by evil and wanting to hurt people. And by judging us that are good all day and have a good heart. That's what God really judges. We try to be good, but they always make us feel guilty and manipulate us. It's a Pharisee tactic, while they could care less and are totally ruthless. So it's time to start realizing that you're not going to be perfect in your fight against tyranny. Just move against them. Move against them in the info war. Savage them every day, everywhere you can. Resist, discredit, warn people in the water aisle that it's got fluoride in it for babies and print off Harvard studies. Hey, this brain damages your kids. You know about that? Go to the manager of the store and say, here's a Harvard study saying fluoride gives a 20-point IQ reduction. Why are you selling that water? I've done this. Like, I'm going to do it more on camera. That's a good idea right there. I mean, we just need to get aggressive, and the whole world's a stage. Each of us players upon it. Go out and wake people up by doing things that get attention. Continuing. Why do you think they arrest people that all over the country, from Arizona to Florida, that stand on a street corner and protest the red light camera? Because they don't want you, a slave, talking to fellow slaves. So you do it more. They arrest you because that's effective what you're doing. They arrest you because you got power. They arrest you because they've been told to. Well, now you sue them. Now you show them who's boss. People say, well, why are people open carrying? What's the point? To exercise our right. A right not exercised atrophies. It dies briefly. We all know the globalists want the quality of life to deteriorate in this country, and they don't want you to be able to save your fuel, whether you're on a farm, a ranch, or a business. PRIproducts.com not only makes your fuel last 3 years and is the best out there, this is a great company. I have family that uses them on the farm. It's great for your regular car, for gas mileage and for the life of your engine. Just amazing line of products. PRI, that's the letters, PRIproducts.com. Check them out today. Power Research Inc. is based in Houston, Texas, so you can be confident that you're buying from an American company. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just jam in one call before this hour ends. Roger in Mississippi. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I live down here in Mississippi. I've been in the VA since maybe the late 90s after Desert Storm. And I remember in Desert Storm getting, like, Google Globin shots. They wouldn't tell us what exactly were in them, but it felt like they put a golf ball in you. Getting anthrax vaccinations to the point, you know, it happened that we would have like plays where they pretend to be the colonel and then soldiers would crawl around like cows because we just got this cow disease put in us. And it was like a way for us to vent.
Well, yeah, no, what that is it's all a re-education camp. And they train you and tell you, oh, it's a joke, let's do silly things. But it's all to make everything just totally bizarre. Yeah, I've read people that are in the military like 10 years might get 200-plus shots. I mean, look, they say the vet's the number one enemy. They're soft-killing all of you with the DU and the vaccines on record. On record. They've nerve-gassed you before, chemical weapon, bioweapon, you killed troops, Project Shad, atomic soldiers. It's all on record. And, so how are you feeling now after all those vaccines?
Continue it with the VA. They're constantly wanting to give you shots.
That's because they want to kill you. I mean, they want to hurt you as bad as possible. I mean, they're not going to rest till you're 6 feet under, bro.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a medical doctor, an anesthesiologist coming in here who began to run into people that were being manipulated. He thought they were schizophrenic at first, but they were being messed with. There's all sorts of MKUltra programs still going on record, but unfortunately there's a lot of schizophrenics, so it's hard to tell who's for real or who's not. We'll talk about the telltale signs with all this new info on the shooter, Patsy. In fact, I need to get all that together. I had all those articles here in front of me. Hey, will you guys reprint me the stuff from last night and the BBC article where the SWAT team was ordered to stand down? And then that Intel Hub article that's up on Infowars.com. I know it's here, but I just have been unable to find it. So print me all that, because I want to be able to show people on the other side those articles and explain why I think now this is leaning towards serious mind control. Right now, let's go back to your calls. It makes me angry to hear a vet being used as a guinea pig and to know what they're putting in these vaccines. And so God bless you, sir, Colin, who was talking about the VA from, I think it was Louisiana. They have no right to put all that stuff in you, and the people are waking up. It's not that vaccines couldn't actually help you. It's that they're putting things in them on record to hurt us. It's a government caught running thousands of other programs, lethal programs, killing people, and their favorite target is black people. That's the way it is. You don't ever hear Jesse Jackson talking about blacks being persecuted that way. It's black people, Native Americans, rural Appalachian whites, I guess anybody poor they can get away with, and then the military, a captive audience, and foster kids. That's it. I just listed them. But blacks are the number one apple of the New World Order's needle, the apple of the Sauron's eye, and then you move into the military, foster kids, poor folks. It's just unbelievable. God help you. God help you if you're in their clutches, because they're going to hurt you as bad as they can as quickly as possible. They'll have some drooling, low IQ moron giving you the shots, don't even know, you know. Or some doctor didn't even speak English. Ben in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to address these photographs on InfoWars. I guess they've been up a couple days about this Rothschild party. they've been called global technotronic plutocrats. Okay, so I would be pissing in my pants if I were. I mean, your listeners should be terrified of these people. I mean,
let me tell you, I grew up in the richest county in Texas and repeatedly was brought to parties like this and got out of there. Okay, when I was a teenager, I have been around stuff worse than this. Okay, and believe me, you're not seeing 1/100th of what's really going on there. And I just can't believe my life. My life is like a movie from one end to the other. But now I know all of that was God preparing me for later stuff. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, those pictures were taken at 72, I believe the site says. I don't think that would register as clearly then as it does today. I mean, you know, these people, they ultimately, you know, you've talked about it for years, they want you dead. That's all they care about. They want to kill everyone. Like you talk about also this merging with the digital and the analog, you know, immortality through technology. You talk about Eric Pianka, the professor of Malthus, eugenicist. He was on KLRU a couple weeks ago with these huge monitor lizards, you know, strapping cameras and control units and electrodes into these, you know, huge monitor lizards and feeding them rotten meat and, you know, controlling them like you would a race car or something like this. So I've already seen, I mean, it's just outrageous. I'll hang up and listen, man. Have a good day.
Wait, did you say Pianka was?
Yes, Pianka.
Well, tell me the name of that show. Email it to us. What show was it on the local PBS?
I don't know.
I'm sure Texas talk show where they interview people?
No. It was like they were talking about...
Well, we'll find it. Dr. Pianka on KLRU. Yeah, this is a guy that dresses up and on his UT page and talks about how much he loves Lucifer in a druidic outfit. Oh, and by the way, he says he wants to kill 90% of us with airborne Ebola. Lizards and Satan and...
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Well, the Naval Yard shooting patsy from Monday, and undoubtedly we can say a patsy now, Aaron Alexis fits the exact cookie-cutter bill of a MKUltra mind control individual. Now, he may not have even been part of the shooting. He may have thought he was part of a drill. He may have actually been the shooter. We don't know, but we know it has every single ingredient from one end to another of a staged event. You notice I didn't say this day one, day two, day three. We're now into day four. It's pouring out. And I'll be honest, I don't go, yeah, it's them again. I'm like, oh my gosh, they really are evil. Folks, if you have bad credit, you don't get a high-level security clearance. He had a top-secret security clearance working in advanced, unorthodox electronic weapons that's come out in the Associated Press for the Marine Corps at a naval weapons research facility. It's got nuclear submarines, you name it there. He worked with the Marine Corps in high-tech weapons. Now, we know they've got ELF guns, they've got microwave guns, they've got plasma beam guns. That's all declassified. DARPA said in 1998 in the Baltimore Sun, that very area, that in the D.C., Baltimore, Virginia, Maryland, Beltway area, that they were testing cell towers. And by the way, we have LexisNexis. I don't think anyone uses it. It's 1998. I covered it on air probably 20 times. It was a whole DARPA article about we're now testing the cell towers to put out waves to see if it calms people and cuts back on angry drivers and crime. And I called DARPA. My wife was my producer then. She got guests. We called DARPA. We called MIT. We called the director of the new projects of DARPA, who was at MIT, and tried to get the doctor on. I mean, I made a big deal out of that article. Somebody's got to go pull that out, where they're just going, and the cell towers, you may feel a little different in the Beltway. Or just, you know, of course, they're going to target the Beltway first with mind control. They've got declassified tests where they can make rats start eating a whole bunch, or make them start having sex, or make them get really angry and fight with just different types of wavelengths, different types of, they admit cell phones with this ultra high frequency microwave actually raises brain waves. TV lowers them from watching television. It gets very complex, but I've had a lot of scientists, a lot of medical doctors, Dr. Nick Begich, a scientist on. There are thousands of patents from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Now they're just classified on this. Disney comes out with, a new toy where you'll communicate by touching someone and they'll hear it inside their brain. That was patented in 1953, if memory serves. 52. So the point here is under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, it says you're not allowed to do any secret testing on the American people unless it's for law enforcement or any research purpose. So just like they have a new bill to protect the press, it actually gets rid of the First Amendment press protections, unless you're specially government certified by Dianne Feinstein. Same deal here. Patriot Act's unpatriotic. Obama says, hey, we've raised the debt limit. That makes us spend less money. It doesn't spend more money. Of course it spends more money. I mean, it is just Orwellian, the level. And if you were DARPA in the military-industrial complex, who would you target first? D.C. The first time we hear them hide it in plain view with, I guess, mass Stockholm syndrome induction is what I would call it, is to see it in the Baltimore Sun, 1998, talking to the DARPA new projects director about how they're testing to make us happy. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, what's wrong with that? I've got Fox News saying we want to put lithium in the water to make you calm. You know, fluoride does that. I mean, see, now that we're exposing them, they're rolling all this out. Now, that said, you drive down the road in any big city, you see schizophrenics that think the sun's following them. You see people that they've got chips in their brains. Really, they probably got a chemical imbalance. Because the brain's designed to be looking out for itself. You know, is a saber-toothed tiger going to eat me? That starts going haywire. You know, like a chihuahua, it thinks everybody's out to get him. It thinks the shadow is a monster. Humans can do that, too, and a lot of times it's chemical. They learned this in Eastern Europe, Western Europe, during the Industrial Revolution. People working around toxic dyes and things, they'd have almost everybody go insane. That's where the term mad as a hatter came from, dyeing the top hats and stuff with the mercury dyes. So a big upswing of mental illness the last 200 years is the Industrial Revolution. So there is real mental illness going on. But now it's been confirmed that he was put on drugs. Psychotropics, Washington Post, that article's up on Infowars.com. It is confirmed he shot an apartment through the wall. It's confirmed he shot out tires of a vehicle. In the week before this happened, he called the police saying, you know, the Pentagon's trying to kill me. They're hitting me with microwaves, which, by the way, are in the news today. They're admitting they have microwaves to control people's minds in Wired Magazine. So whether it... See, he could just be schizophrenic, but then he has a top secret security clearance working in these type of weapon systems. We know that are at that base in that area. They said high tech, unorthodox electronic weapons. He says they're messing with him. He's allowed onto the base. He's police come multiple times. He says the government's messing with him. You know the base knows this is going on. And here's the coup de grace. The special unit SWAT team to respond to this stuff was there in 5 minutes and ordered to stand down. And the Marines were ordered to stand down and couldn't get in the armory to get bullets for their M16s. And that's BBC. Let me show you some of these articles. Aaron Alexis carved my ELF weapon on the stock of his shotgun. He's working in a secret weapons laboratory. I mean, who knows what really happened? The point is there's a cover-up here, okay? Then we're going to our guest. Navy Yard shooting, SWAT teams ordered to stand down. Julie Wilson, Infowars.com, linking through to Navy Yard SWAT team stood down at mass shooting scene and went public saying, this has never happened before. We were ordered to stand down. This is basically criminal. Big enough for the SWAT team to contact the media. U.S. media wouldn't publish it. British did. Okay? This went on for 45 minutes more, him shooting people, reportedly. Can you even believe that? Now, Ladies and gentlemen, this happened at perfect timing with the gun announcement. Obama the day before said, I'm coming after the guns. A perfect distraction. I said I saw a mass shooting in my political crystal ball, seeing everything. I see more of this. You have the history of them doing this with Theodore Kaczynski that was mind control, LA Times. McVeigh was set up under mind control, that high-level national security clearance. Lee Harvey Oswald, they set up their own people. This stinks. I'd give it 90% that they knew he was going to do it and let him do it, and they were probably behind it. Okay, because, I mean, again, you got somebody saying, the government's controlling me, I'm under mind control, and the cops don't take you to the loony bin? Folks, they take veterans to the loony bin if they say at work, I hate Obama. They come and take your guns and put you in a loony bin. That's on record. This guy's police, they said four times coming to him, flipping out in hotels, running around saying they're after me, they're after me. He's allowed to go to work? He's allowed, I mean, not, folks, if you know how mental health works, this is not the case. And now they get to say everybody needs to be psychologically screened, see, because this guy was able to do this. It stinks to high heaven. The motive is there. I don't know. I thought it was going postal first and somebody on an SSRI, which we now know he was. But I'm telling you, I don't know. Now, we have the author of A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America. He's a medical doctor, anesthesiologist, also has a degree in biology and science from the University of Texas. And he's also, again, an author, satweapons.com. And I was told by Dr. Bob Bowman before he died, he's been on air about this, that they were working on systems, basically a radiation gun that could target and hit somebody, and you die 6 months later. You know, you get real sick but not know what happened. And you know, basically high-powered, nuclear-powered microwaves. So we know this is going on. We're not saying everybody that you know thinks this is happening, it's really happening. Okay? But the point is this stuff exists, and we're going to break. You're with us for the balance of the hour, Dr. John Hall of San Antonio. You got like 2 minutes till we go to break. What do you think, knowing what you ran into and what your book's about with this with your patients and friends and people and thinking it wasn't true because I've seen you on news in San Antonio and then discovering stuff, what does this look to you with this constellation of info we've got with this Alexis guy?
Well, you know, knowing that the government wants gun control, and then seeing some of the other things that have come out recently, like you said, you know, you can't discount mental illness. You know, especially being a physician, you've got to recognize that schizophrenics exist. For one, he's a little old to just all of a sudden go schizophrenic.
Bingo.
Yeah, typically.
34? Typically, it's like in your teens.
18 to 28. Yeah, typically. So acute schizophrenia in somebody at his age now, he worked in a field where he worked with these types of exotic weapons. Like on NBC, they mentioned the etching on his shotgun. They mentioned it as cryptic etching that said, my ELF weapon. Well, it wasn't cryptic to him. He's worked in this field. So he knew exactly what he was being targeted with. The voices he was hearing didn't tell him to go run amok at the Navy Yard. He went to where he perceived the weapons coming from.
Ooh, that's a good point as a theory. They were programming him for a mass shooting, so he went to them.
Exactly. Yeah, having worked with a lot of these victims that are hearing voices that are being put into their head, not from schizophrenia, most of them kind of have an idea of where it's coming from. Some of them are wrong because the technology is meant to foster a wrong belief, make you think it's, you know, your relatives or your parents or, you know, your work. When in reality, at least from what we found with counter-surveillance in San Antonio, it's usually a private investigative group made up of former federal employees.
Yeah, that's why you've been on the news. You guys have actually caught people before in the act.
Exactly.
Wow. Oh, man, I tell you. And so you've got over a million private contractors operating domestically just in PSYOPs, they admit.
There's too many clearances out there. Too many clearances. And, you know, looking at mind control technology, they've always contracted it out. It's never done directly by the CIA, not since the 60s.
Absolutely. Wow. We'll be right back with the doctor. This is powerful info. He'll have the floor when we return. This is Key Intel. Tell your friends and family, tune in. My friends, 15 years ago in Los Angeles and Tokyo, I know because we got the director of the company on, it was in the news, WashTec, they had Coke machines, soft drink machines that would beam audio to your middle ear that nobody else could hear. Now they have it, like out of Minority Report, where you walk by and because of Facebook, the billboard in Times Square, this has been out for 4 years, knows who you are, 3 years, face scans and then makes announcements to your name what you're doing. Here's Wired Magazine today. Transfer a secret audio message by poking someone with your finger. Wired Magazine. And these are these systems that have been patented since the 50s. It's way more advanced. And they have digital data transfer over power lines now, where they admit all the new appliances are designed to spy on you, the CIA director said. So this is going on. The question is, how many people are schizophrenic that come to you? Well, get into what you discovered, the private investigators they're using, how it's subcontracted, and who they're targeting.
Well, you know, the girl came to me complaining that she was hearing voices, that she was being followed, being targeted, knew her well, knew the family, knew there was no history of mental illness, knew there wasn't a drug problem or alcohol problem, had heard a little bit about this technology before. So gave her the benefit of the doubt and actually spent some money. We audio bugged her condominium, had people, you know, following her to see if she was being followed. And indeed, the people following her, including myself, were followed to and from her condo and to my home. We got the plate numbers of the people doing the stalking. It all came back to a former FBI guy running a private investigative group. So seeing that we couldn't get anything done.
By the way, you're not just saying this. This is on the San Antonio TV. This has been national news.
Yeah, and the book's been out since 06. Most of this happened prior to 06.
That's right. I mean, and now you found the network nationwide, but go ahead.
So we would go to the police, and the police, at the time, Texas had different stalking laws. As you know, our stalking laws have changed. If you notice the same person following you now, you can actually get a restraining order against them. At that time, you had to show injury.
No, I know, because I went to court over it. The guy was threatening to even kill my sister, and they wouldn't do anything.
No,
I finally got him, though.
At that time, you had to show injury, and she had been injured because she had been drugged and sexually assaulted. But with Rohypnol, she didn't have any memory of the culprits. So we audio bugged her place, caught them breaking into her place, caught them putting Rohypnol in the water. Basically, the police said, this guy's former FBI. He stalks people for a living. She doesn't have any recall of the rape, and there's no way we're going to get a stalking charge. That was why I decided to write the book, to basically put it out there that this technology does exist.
But I mean, obviously, if they've got access to high-level government stuff, the question is, why are they doing it? Or is it, what's the point?
From after the book came out, and then now after talking to about 5,000 or 6,000 other victims and globally and here, it appears to be experimental. You know, we both live in Texas. As you know, guns and taxes won't control everybody, especially in Texas. You know, you and I can, you know, we can, you know, skin a deer, we can run a trout line, we can get water out of a well. You know, you can live off the land and not be controlled with taxes. Electromagnetic weaponry, just as Persinger said 15 years ago, he could control every brain on the planet with microwaves.
That's right. For those that don't know, tell people about the Pentagon. They're public about this.
Yeah, they're very public about it. That it's been found out that the brain is very susceptible to ELF waves, to microwave energy.
In fact, that's the Pentagon paper. The brain has no firewall.
You can put voices in the head. For those of you listening that think that's an impossibility, go to audiospotlight.com. You can purchase a unit yourself to put voices in somebody's head.
Ventura didn't believe it till they got one and did it. He's like, what the? I mean,
There are several ways to do that. This guy, this new shooter, he worked in that field. The fact that he put that, as NBC said, that cryptic message that they couldn't understand what he meant by my elf weapon. Well, he understood it. That's why he went to where he perceived the voices as coming from, is why he went there. This wasn't voices telling him or subliminally controlling him to go amok, I don't believe, at least based on my
experience. Listen, he could have been a schizophrenic, except they opened all the doors for him. I mean, you got a high security clearance and you're calling the cops 4 times and showing up saying the government's after me. You're going to the funny farm. Your clearance is yanked.
Well, and And if you remember from the early MKUltra studies, you know, the known mentally ill were experimented on more than the sane.
Well, and then they threw army officers out of windows, Olson and others. I mean, yeah.
And I think this is basically a continuation of MKUltra, because, you know, MKUltra ended with the Rockefeller Commission, supposedly, but all that ended was the freedom of information. You know, all they did is make it all more black. And then as technology advanced, you know, and they found out that, oh my gosh, the brain is very susceptible to, especially the temporal lobes, to microwave energy and various radio frequencies. All it did is take the lab out of the lab and into society. You know, it can all be done remotely now where we're all in the lab.
That's right. We're all in a giant electromagnetic prison. And they admit they're putting carrier waves over the cell phone, all of it, So there's one wave for your phone to work, but they're putting other information over that wave. It's incredible.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock. Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, yeah.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are joined by best-selling author Dr. John Hall. He's in studio, and what's freaking me out is reading his book and researching this technology. This stuff all exists. The question is, how advanced is it? How many people are just going crazy because of the electromagnetic pollution? A lot of big mainline studies showing that. We know mental illness is way up. A lot of that's chemicals. But there are definitely people that have been hit with microwave guns. A lot of famous people. In fact, it was an Iran-Contra whistleblower we've interviewed. We need to get him back on. His name's escaping me in a minute. He's the weather weapons expert, too. The first guy I ever talked about it. It'll pop my head in a minute. The point is that they just drove by his house, shot him with a microwave gun, and literally his shoulder blew up. And this was in the 90s. Okay, so Bob Fletcher. There's a reason. I know all these Army intelligence people. I know colonels, generals. They won't even go out of their house without disguises on. And they're not crazy. The people that have been around this real stuff and aren't evil, they are completely freaked out. And it's stuff like throwing little tablets of a radioactive isotope in your car. You die a year later, don't know why they remove them. I mean, all this has come out. They've got guns that shoot an ice dart into you that's then got cyanide that's designed to precipitate out so the coroner can't find it. You're a doctor, you know about that. This has been a congressional testimony. Taking little foster kids in the 60s and 70s and programming them to be new people, that's History Channel. So that's all the ancient stuff. But let's get into all the stuff you're telling me during the breaks, your sources, the info, how advanced it is. Dr. John Hall, the book, A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America. And, of course, the website is satweapons.com, satweapons.com. We've got links to it up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Please break it down.
Well, and actually I've got another website, too, that's www.newbreedmovie.com. Believe it or not, there's a screenplay written on that book now, which will hopefully do some good educating people about this. You know, for years, everyone has thought that the brain's too complex. There's no way you'll ever control people. You do mind control. The brain's too complex to be controlled. And the fact is that it's just simply not, especially when they started working with various frequencies, ELF waves and microwaves. It turns out that the brain is actually very easy to manipulate. And like you said, it goes back as far as the 60s and 70s. You see Malik's invention from 74 hit the brain with two dissimilar frequencies. It spits out an interference frequency. You can actually decode the EEG from that interference frequency. And it was initially invented as a way to watch pilots so you would know when they fall asleep or when they start.
They just announced Toyota. You're going to turn your car on with a brainwave.
Exactly. And we've even got toys out now. Two years ago, Mattel came out with a toy where you control a little ball rolling around on a bed of fans with your mind. And that's an elf wave based toy. It's elf waves generated from your mind that you're controlling a ball remotely with. So, the technology is really not that far-fetched, and especially now when with Snowden's release and you see the NSA, what all of us already knew, especially you and I, that, our cell phones and our text messages and our emails are being watched.
And the IRS is targeting libertarians and conservatives and harassing them and arresting them. They are authoritarians.
Yeah. So, when you look at that, it's not too far of a stretch to go, well, if you're going to watch everybody, then you have to exert some form of control. And like I said, guns and taxes don't control everybody. Electromagnetics do control everybody. No one's immune from that, and there's no escaping it. So, you know, when you see the things happening, like happened with the shooter, you know, when it happened with the shooter up in Colorado at the movie theater, when it happened with the shooter at Sandy Hook, I mean, how long is the major media going to keep, you know, hearing
this? And again, stories? He had an Air Force colonel who'd been over a whole base in San Antonio, a psychiatrist assigned pretty much to him. And they declared national security on his folders and stuff. And he said in the jail cell, "I'm under mind control, help me." And then they said he was never in a cell with people, but it turns out he was. I mean, it's just, it's the same MO over and over again.
Yep. And, you know, if you look back at the research on it in the early studies, it started with MKUltra and targeting individuals. Then it seems like they went into group research type study. You see the Heavens, the People's Temple with Jim Jones. You see Heaven's Gate. A lot of people allege that...
Oh, Jim Jones was CIA. That came out.
Exactly. And that the CIA actually creates these cult groups, so they have a captive population.
Well, that's their front.
Yeah, to test this kind of type of technology and mind control on a group. Well, now the group is society. They know they can work it in a small group. They know they can control an individual. Now they need to control society and the world at large. And if you, for people who don't believe it, we've got early affidavits, 5 prisoners from the Utah State Prison who described accurately being put in cells, having electromagnetic energy placed in those cells that was so intense that they couldn't stand up. Several of them even said that they could tell that they were hearing voices in their heads of the perpetrators, of the people doing the research, and that they could tell that the voices were responding to their thoughts. You know, some of them thought it was sub-vocalization, that they were just responding.
But really, they've got a computer reading it out the other side. Keep going.
Well, exactly. And like I said, some of them thought it was sub-vocalization. You know, we have technology now where they can put a monitor on your throat, pick up the nerve transmissions from your auditory center of the brain to the larynx. And for people that have had their arms blown off in war, can control a phone or can control a computer or control an apparatus by speech. Well, it's not really speech that they're picking up. It's the electric transmission coming from the auditory center the auditory center to the larynx. This technology, at least based on some of the people I know, connections that I have that worked on it, is actually using, you know, the brain. All of this manipulation is being done at the brain level. And then you have this this shooter who also was on trazodone, an SSRI, and that's been pretty well shown that the trazodone and the SSRIs, people are killing themselves at a record rate on those medications. So he may or may not have had a schizophrenic issue, but I think he definitely had a targeting issue.
When you were saying that, I just remembered this from like 14 years ago. It's in some of my police state films. If you type in Shomer-Tech.com, and we have it on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners can go check it out, it's Law Enforcement Military Supply. I was mailed by a jail guard, a federal prison guard, to my office, a big, thick Shomer Tech catalog at the time. And in it, they had the sonic nauseator and the supersonic nauseator. Guys, search that on the site for me. Sonic nauseator, supersonic nauseator. But I was pulling it up to go back to my memory. And the guy called in. He said, "I'm going to mail this to you. You'll see. But we just do it for fun. We turn it on. It makes them all sick for hours. They vomit." And I got it open. I called the company. And we even bought one and showed it on television. In fact, I've got it somewhere in the warehouse now that I just remembered. A little machine that if you turn it on, makes you start vomiting within about 10 minutes. And, there it is. There it is. And it said it's great to go to political rallies of people you don't like. You can make them sick and stop their First Amendment. That's what the catalog said. I haven't read the new one. And then it said, or want to make everybody sick on the cell block? Here's the big one. Yeah, there it is, the sonic nausea. And then they have the supersonic nauseator. See, there's mind control right there. So open, it's sold in a weapons catalog.
Well, in Los Angeles, in the prison system, now they're also using a millimeter wave weapon that they have mounted in the top of the break room. And it's a guard with a joystick in the control room that when a prisoner gets out of line, you can zap them with a millimeter wave and burn their skin to get them to back off or get them to do what you want.
Smaller unit than what they have on the backs of Humvees.
Exactly. A lot smaller. The directed energy, as a matter of fact, El Spectador out of Colombia, which is a big news agency down there, came to me about a year ago now. Vladimir Putin came out in one of his comments and said that whichever country controls the best directed energy weapons will control the world without missiles or bullets. He went on to refer to a new wave weapon they have that they call a zombie gun that basically controls your mind.
I saw that, yeah.
None of our major media here.
By the way, I've talked to high-level military. They say those zombie guns are already deployed on Humvees in every major city.
Well, and if you look back at the first Desert Storm war, there
the Iraqis were terrified. They just came out, even when they hadn't been bombed. Yeah.
Well, and there was one scenario. I talked to an Iraqi soldier that was there at that war. There was a Humvee that came out that witnesses said lightning bolts came out of the Humvee and struck a personnel carrier carrying insurgents. The personnel carrier was shrunk down to the size of a Volkswagen Bug, and the bodies of the insurgents were shrunk down to about 18 inches long. Were completely dehydrated.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I saw the photos of that. They look like little roasted dolls. Actually, they declassified that last year. Guys, type in Pentagon comes out with a plasma beam, and it shows it blowing a car up. And that's reportedly it shrivels them. And it's not like a movie where it shrinks and it's okay. It's toasted.
Well, in the bodies, you know, mostly water. So any type of weapon like that that's going to, you know, instantly dehydrate you is going to shrink you down.
You know what I hate about this interview? Everything you're talking about, I've separately, is open source. So how bad is it? And so I guess it's government contracts to private agencies, private contractors to just go out, and now they're doing a mass test before the final rollout, I guess.
That's what it appears to be. And most of the cases I've talked to and victims, it is usually a private investigator who used to be a CIA agent or used to be a federal agent that's been allowed access to this technology. Now, I have had a number of whistleblowers come to me asking for advice that probably are being directly harassed by a government agency. That's the rarity. You know, most of the people I'm dealing with that are voicing these complaints are housewives. 70% of the victims are women.
Well, it's always like that in testing. They go after the weakest first as a beta before they hit real targets.
It appears that each one of these groups in every major city that's been given access to this technology can use it carte blanche however they want to use it. The group in San Antonio is mostly for sexual assault. As I told you on our break, there's a group of 60 gay men in Palm Springs. They're all hearing the same voice, the voice of a lady named Lisa. At the same time, they're being persecuted by her verbally. They're being attacked with directed energy weapons, burns on the skin, twitching, heart palpitations, headaches, you know, blurred vision. That's very noticeably coming from the outside. The chances of 60 people all hearing the same voice, that's not schizophrenia. That's experimentation until proven.
Well, they do it as groups to then test the interaction to see how when they now want to target the targeted group later from the research, these are scientists, then the groups they're allowing to use this clearly are there just to get the raw data for the big scientific brains back at headquarters studying it.
Well, that's exactly right. When you have a different perpetrator group in every major city being allowed carte blanche to use it however they want to use it. Matter of fact, some of this is hired out. I know the former FBI guy in San Antonio, if you want to make your spouse look crazy during a divorce to kind of point the proceedings down one direction, you can hire him to do that. If you want to hire him for corporate espionage, you can hire him.
Well, they say on these law enforcement things that that's what it's for. They say you want to mess up an event. Nobody, you want to mess up a political speech. Just take this.
And then, but when you, like you said, though, when you look at it at the very top level, and that's what I have a hard time getting through to the victims. They all think they're being victimized.
Look, it says still says mess up speeches and demonstrations and crowd dynamics.
Yeah,
a major law enforcement site selling it.
Well, and you know, and these people, a lot of them, all think that they're being directly harassed by a CIA agent. And that's not the case in most instances. I think it's usually a contract.
Here's an example. I live out in the country. I've got satellite internet. That's just a little dish. It's going to space. It's the same deal. But you told me you talked to people in San Antonio in the government, and it's the data over power line is what I've been told they can really use this stuff for.
Yeah, you can listen to the insides of a home with the power lines. I talked to connections that I have that are in our city public service, controls the electric power in San Antonio. They actually talk to each other via the power line. You can hook up to a power line, talk from one station to, and I'm not talking just data, I'm talking, you know, vocal, you know,
communication. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
They can communicate to each other over the power line.
It's electricity. It's basically fiber optic.
Exactly.
Electricity, speed of light.
And when I talked to him, I said, well, what about listening inside a home? He did say that the FBI occasionally does come to them with a warrant to be able to listen into a home through the power lines. Explained to me that the little circular hole in your power plug that we all refer to as a ground is not actually a ground. It's a return. And if you look at the power lines on the poles, you'll have two uppers and one lower. The one lower is the return. And it can be adjusted to where the grid in your home actually picks up your spoken word, and it returns through the return for anybody to listen to.
Well, by the way, they're now actually rolling out communication systems in, I think it's New York and Minnesota, a town. They've gotten a federal grant, I saw it like last year, to actually communicate over their power lines. So they're actually now rolling it out.
And for the people who think that satellite can't actually produce microwave energy down to the ground through the atmosphere, there's actually plans in order that I've seen where they talk about using satellite-based microwave weapons to warm neighborhoods or warm households to avoid the use of oil-based or carbon-based energy.
Yeah, Bill Gates is big in that. And satellites to help steer hurricanes away from people.
Or toward people.
Well, see, exactly. That's so expensive, though. It's the blimps. Alexander Haig, before he died, well, he died recently, but actually he had a TV show when I was in high school, my last year in high school, 1992, and I would watch Alexander Haig, because I like C-SPAN and stuff, but it was like on some other cable channel, and it was the Alexander Haig news brief or something. Folks, go to his Wikipedia. I bet it's got Alexander Haig's TV shows. We ought to dig these up. He admitted everything would be blimps. He had the company. He said that there would be a national security force, and every town would have blimps, even small ones over it, that were solar-powered during the day, and that then you would have microwaves to spy on people for their safety, of course, and all the rest of this, and how ground-penetrating radar to look through your walls, and now they're launching all this.
And it's all designed for control.
Well, I'm just saying they can put a lot more cheaply on these.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, the satellite, you know, we're launching reconnaissance satellites and surveillance satellites, you know, every couple of weeks. There's a ton of them up there, and I know when I talk to the victims, they say, well, is it one or two or two or three? It's thousands of reconnaissance satellites that are up there. And the other question that a lot of victims will get is, well, how is somebody spending this kind of money to follow you, to watch you all the time? And actually, most investigators will tell you satellite surveillance is the cheapest way, you know, to track somebody. The satellites are already up there. Our tax dollars launched them.
But I'm just saying launching more of them, they're going towards blimps.
Yeah.
You can put them at 100,000 feet. People hardly see them. Yeah. Yeah. And they could just have huge arrays on the bottom.
Yeah. And like you said, they're solar powered. You know, they're powered forever.
It's amazing.
There.
Wow. So where is it all going? We're coming back with a final segment. You're going to be on the nightly news. We're going to tape it and air it next week so we don't just, you know, waste it all here today. But what are we going to talk about when we come back in the final 6-minute segment?
Well, probably since, you know, we just had this development with this shooter, probably some reasons why maybe that's being done.
And again, people say, hey, he was just crazy is why he thought they were using ELF waves. He worked in secret weapon systems. He had a clearance. He clearly would have had it pulled. They ordered a stand down, folks. I mean, it just goes on, the timing, all of it. But I didn't think of what you said. That really makes sense that they were probably trying to program him to go do something else. And he said, no, I'll come back and go after you. In fact, that's basically what he was saying. There was another Navy veteran that I covered earlier in the show. Larry Ashbrook, who neighbors saw being drug away by Navy vans, and he said he was under mind control, begged police for help. Then he went into a Baptist church and shot a whole bunch of people, killing 8 of them. And then now we've got this gentleman hailing out of the DFW area. Again, if there are mind control programs, you have to look. It could be a mind control program. And then they let him in. They let him do this. What are your final points? You're making the Mars rover point to me. You were making the point about how it's satellite and other systems, but they'll be on the scene so they can triangulate with GPS.
Yeah, well, there's multiple systems that can do it. You know, Gwen towers have been mentioned. Cell phone towers have been mentioned. The sources that I had within the government specifically talked about the capabilities of satellite, which is why the book's titled as it is. HARP is another one. It all seems to be geared at just, you know, multimodal ways to influence control over large populations. As far as both of these last shooters, they're both from Fort Worth. I know for a fact that the people we identified using this technology in San Antonio also have a branch of their private investigative group that works out of Fort Worth. And they use the technology that puts voices in the head and There's multiple ways to do it, and it works fairly well. If I put a voice in your head that's me, that's harassment. And I think that's what this...
And by the way, it's come out on the news, you know, who you're saying is doing this, this former FBI guy. Have they threatened you? Have they come after you? Have they said we're going to...
They did at first. You know, when I first tried to get them in trouble with the police, they did. I had some break-ins. I had some gunshots fired through the house. Had the bolts taken out of the hood latch to my truck. Hood flew up on me going down the highway. So they did their best to try to get rid of me and it not look straight up like a murder. But like you said earlier in the show, you know, when you know you're on the side of right, you know, you have that that grace of God, I guess, with you when you know you're doing the right thing. And the right thing's not always the easiest thing. Like I told you, I never in a million years planned on being the one of the spearheads.
Now you were telling me that during the break. How did you just like, wow, it just got, and now you've learned more and more about it.
Well, after the book came out and I had, you know, thousands of other victims come forward and say thank you for putting a book out on it and using whatever, you know, cred that I have with having a couple of initials behind my name. Not that that's any big thing, but the one thing that I was happy that the book did is I had a lot of families call me and say, you know what, we have a son that's been complaining about hearing voices and complaining of, you know, government surveillance. We've had him to five different psychiatrists. They've shocked him. They've had him on meds. It never goes away. Now we have a little better understanding about maybe what he's dealing with, you know, and if that had only happened once, it would have been worth having wrote the book. You know, it's happened hundreds of times where people have actually, you know, let psychiatrists do electroconvulsive therapy on loved ones that were voicing these complaints. Now we're kind of going toward an educational campaign. We need to educate at least local psychiatrists. Now, at the top of the psychiatric chain, Canadian Psychiatric Association, the American Psychiatric Association, they know very well what these weapons
are. Oh, they're the people running it.
Yeah, they're the ones who started a lot of the MKUltra programs that have advanced to where we're at now. Now, at the local level, where you're being maybe mandated to see a psychiatrist, they probably are largely ignorant of the technology. But unfortunately, no matter how much proof these victims put in front of psychiatrists, they're not looking at anything.
Well, that's the question. How do you tell, because you've always been contacted by real schizophrenics then, how do you tell somebody who's crazy versus somebody who...
Well, the bottom line is schizophrenia usually starts at an early age. You don't. Most of the victims that I'm talking to can pinpoint the time their stalking started and their hearing voices started, and typically it's late 30s, early 40s. You just don't see that with schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is usually 18 to 28 in a male. It can be a little bit later in a female. So now what's happening is a lot of these victims are being diagnosed with delusional disorder or psychosis otherwise specified, which means you've got something going on and we don't know what it is. On top of that, the medications won't treat this. And I've talked to several physicians that have been targeted with this type of technology.
Tell you what, do 5 minutes overdrive with us. We're going to go tape something for the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Amazing. We know the technology exists, but how much of it's real?
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with the author of A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America, Dr. John Hall. And what's frustrating is, you know, you get death threats, stuff like that. They do psych warfare stuff like wait till something bad's happening in your life. Somebody's in the hospital, and then they call up, you know, and right after you talk to somebody and say, oh, I hope your such and such dies. I've had that stuff. I know that they sell in law enforcement publications stuff to make everybody nauseated or disrupt people. That's an ultra-low frequency wave. And I mean, I just remembered that 15 years ago, searched it, and was still the same write-up. I mean, they're not even for... I mean, it's amazing that this is going on. And as you mentioned, I'd tell people 10 years ago they're going to roll out, or more than 10 years ago, Humvees with microwave guns. And so that's never going to happen. Here's the Department of Defense. Now it's just, oh, all our towns have them. When the Tea Party comes out for a peaceful demonstration, the Marines are there and aim it at us if we cause a problem. They're just getting us used to all this, getting the military accustomed to it. Closing comments, Doctor.
Well, and in that same vein, you remember they did roll out the LRAD unit.
For the Tea Party.
For the and L.A. and at, what was it, one of the G20s.
Yeah.
To use the LRAP, which is, by definition, a directed energy weapon. It's an acoustic weapon, but it's a directed energy weapon nonetheless.
But it's not just the sound one. They also have a microwave one.
Yeah, and that one burns you, you know, and a millimeter wave weapon. That's, all of this is just geared at being able to control us remotely. And that's one of the reasons that we're trying to educate psychiatrists at the ground floor level, that not everybody that comes in voicing complaints of being watched and hearing voices, you can't just give them a turnkey schizophrenia or delusional disorder diagnosis anymore. You have to really kind of listen to them and see what they're, what they have going on. And in the case I did with the girl that I wrote about in the book, gave her the benefit of the doubt and did some counter surveillance. And indeed, she was being targeted, being stalked, being drugged, and being sexually assaulted. So that's one thing. Most psychologists and psychiatrists probably won't go that extra mile. That's also why we're doing a movie on the book, not a documentary, but an actual drama based on a true story, hoping that we'll expose a bunch of people that have never heard about this technology to it. As you know, you can make a documentary. You're only going to get a certain subset of the population to watch it, and it can be as scientifically packed as you can get it.
Yeah, no, people like to watch stuff, not read it. Yeah. And Dr. Nick Begich, as I'm sure you know, in the mid-90s, he went to the EU and presented them documents, and they go, no, we know. And they actually outlawed all this. So this is outlawed in the EU, and we're signatories of treaties on all this. But we only hear about chemical weapons and biological weapons, radiological and conventional. What about the psi weapons? And we know the Russians, the Pentagon, they've been obsessed with it forever. And they make movies like, oh, Men Who Stare at Ghosts, to make a joke out of it. Colonel Alexander's actually, you know, that character's in the movie. This is real. It's not a joke. We're not talking about, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, Colonel Alexander and I actually have communicated via email early on in my fight against this. He told me that I should tell the victims, the alleged victims of this technology, to run, not walk, to the nearest mental facility. So, you know, that's a pretty much a direct denial from at least Colonel John Alexander. And as far as the EU, yes, you know, he did manage to get some of that made illegal in the EU. It's still unfortunately going on. Right now, through one of the organizations I'm with, ISAAC.org, we are working in Belgium with victims there. We're allowed to go over there with victims and use a Faraday cage to do some scanning with some of the victims that appear to be chipped, and did some great studies in a Faraday cage where we put victims that are hearing voices and claiming to be chipped next to a control who's never complained of this. The victim was positive for transmissions. The control was not in a Faraday cage.
Interesting. What does that mean?
Faraday cage is a cage that...
No, I know what it is, but...
It means that these people are transmitting, and some of them are chipped. Some of the chips can be as simple as a Vera chip.
Well, they have biochips that are actually liquid now, too, and they're coming out with all the pills that are going to have tracker chips in them. All right, amazing, doctor. We're going to have you back on the news. Thank you, sir.